Join us in worship today for the first service of the Arlington Bible Church with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. We're located at 3806 Curry Road in Arlington, Texas, 76001. Don't miss this worship experience today at 2:30 p.m. at the Arlington Bible Church with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
So you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy.
Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. You can visit us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. here at Heaven 97 KHVN. That is 970 on your AM radio dial in the Dallas-Fort Worth DFW area. Or you can find us streaming live on the internet every Sunday at this time, 9:30 a.m. Central Time. I just see God doing something in this end time before his return, something different. It is something that is going on. You can tell there's something in the air. There is something wrong with America. There's something wrong with this world. And I do believe Jesus Christ very soon will come and get us out of here. I believe we are up against a very trying time, a tribulation period. I believe that there are certain things that we are going to experience and go through, but I do believe that Jesus is going to take us through. I believe God has never forsaken his people, even when they had to go through persecution, even when they had to go through trial and tribulation, real trial and tribulation. I'm not talking about not having the money to pay a bill and certain things like that. Although those things can be trials, those things can be fixed by better jobs and less spending. Amen. But I'm talking real persecution. And we know that we have to stand for Christ no matter what, no matter what the threat or posing danger is. So today is going to be our first day venturing into new territory as far as having a church service. We are having our first service at our new church, brand new church, the Arlington Bible Church. We'll be having our first service today at 2:30 p.m. We're starting with an afternoon service, and today will be our first, located at 3806 Curry Road in Arlington, Texas. It's right off of 287 and Eden Curry Road, like you're going to Mansfield. It's out in that area. You can Google it, you can map it, whatever, but we want to see you there 2:30 p.m. sharp today. Come early, get a good seat, and we are going to just worship God with some good music. We have some wonderful musicians, and then we're going to give you a word, and then you'll be able to go home and enjoy the rest of your day. So we believe that it is just time that God has led us to do this venture, and we've been working real hard to make this happen because we believe that God has ordained it. So if you're in the area, 2:30 p.m., and we're going to start, and we're going to try to do it every Sunday. So just stay tuned to A True Church Perspective. I get so many emails and phone calls of people that don't go anywhere. You just stay at home. You just have little drive or little effort to get to certain churches because you're tired of what's going on. You know, on my website at exministries.com, I did a blog just recently this week. It's called The 10 Signs of a Carnal Church. And because so many people would email me and say, you know, how do we know? We don't want to sit through three or four services to figure out that something's wrong with this church. Well, I gave 10 signs that you can spot and identify on that first church service. And, you know, you can spot it. You can know it. Don't wait in there and stay in there just because you need somewhere to go. No, your family's in danger. husband. Sometimes your wives are in danger if the pastor is a player. And sometimes women, your husband is in danger if the pastor is gay. So, you know, you can't afford to just sit around and, well, I just have to be somewhere on Sunday. Well, you better pull out the Bible and learn how to teach a lesson until you find the right place, because carnality is sweeping through our churches so prevalently these days. And I mean, it is just hard to get a good quality message. Now, please don't get me wrong. It's not an Elijah complex or anything. There are many people that are standing for truth and many that are standing for what is right. There are many churches out there. There are pastors that are standing against the world. They're standing for God 100%. They're not tied to a building, a mortgage and a note where they got to preach about money and preach about the president to get folks to come and, you know, all of that stuff. No, there are some places where the pastor's sound, his children are sound, his children ain't creeping and sleeping with all the girls and boys in the church or, you know, getting caught up in scandal. No, there are some places where the power of God is really in operation. So please don't get me wrong when I say this, but sometimes that is hard to find. So there are a lot of times when people just give up and they're tired of looking. And we want to provide that place. We want to provide a place where those of you that just don't want sticky stank on your family and on you, you don't want to just sit through some foolishness and some dumb stuff on Sunday just for the sake of saying I paid my dues and went to church. No, we want to create an atmosphere where the word is sound and the music is sound and you can come bring your family and fellowship and we can see the gifts in operation. That's what I want to see. And that's what we've been talking about here. We, you know, talent is talent. And so much talent is going on. It's hard to find the true gifts of God in operation. It's hard to find the true power of God moving. And I'm going to tell you this. It's for a reason. It's for a purpose. See, the devil does not want the gifts in operation. This is why he started the New Age movement. And if you understand the New Age movement has crept into the church where now we have churches that are not made up of any gifts or any power of God in operation. There is nothing, no laying on of hands and no casting out of devils and no healing the sick and the different things. All these things have just ceased in some churches. And it's all about comedy and funny and fun. And building the biggest building. Who can have the biggest building in Dallas or Fort Worth? Who can have the largest building? That's what it's about. And we don't see the true gifts in operation. And then in these churches, we see a high divorce rate. We see high sexual immorality rates. And we see kids that are crazy, that are messed up. And, you know, we see all of the attributes of that because there is no real power. And the devil planned that strategically with the New Age movement. The New Age movement was created to infiltrate the church and suck out the power of the Holy Ghost, to stop the power of God in operation. It was to make big, beautiful buildings and, you know, go feed the hungry and feed the homeless and different things so we can look like we're doing something. Christmas comes, we get them coats and different things and it look like we're really doing something. But in actuality, we're not doing anything if the power of God is not doing it. And so the New Age movement comes in to stop the power of God for a specific reason. And that is in Matthew, if you read Matthew 24, and I'm not going to go into that today, but if you read Matthew 24, you'll see Jesus was talking about the signs of the times. He was telling the disciples how you would know when he was going to return. But there was a key element in Matthew 24 that he discussed, and that was how to spot the fraud, how to know when it's not me. They're going to say it's me. They're going to say I've come back, but it's not me. He said, when you see these things, no, it's not me, because when I come, every eye is going to see me and everybody's going to know that it's me. So this is why the New Age movement has come, because people cannot identify with the supernatural workings of God in God's church. If there is no supernatural workings of God in the church, then the devil takes the supernatural and he claims it. He clones it. He makes it his own. This is why we see all of these movies, Paranormal Activity and The Fourth Kind and all of these alien movies, because aliens are nothing but demon spirits. And yes, I believe 100% in aliens and spacecraft and all that, but I believe it's all interdimensional witchcraft and demons and demon spirits and different things. I've come face to face with this stuff and had to cast this stuff out. So I understand how the devil is planning this, but he's planning this assault on the earth, particularly, you know, the United States in the next few years, where we're going to begin to see a bunch of supernatural activity. You're going to see paranormal supernatural activity. And the New Agers have really pushed themselves into the church to stop the supernatural working so that people will mistake what they're seeing as God. They won't know true works. They won't know true gifts or the power of the Holy Ghost in operation because they haven't seen it. In other words, this new generation that has come up, they haven't seen people supernaturally healed and delivered. They haven't seen demons cast out in church on Sundays. No, they go to church. All they hear about is Obama, the economy, and how God is going to bless you and how folks said you was ugly, but you really not. And all that, you know, the messages that you hear every Sunday, you know, this is all they're hearing. So as they're growing up, they don't know anything about supernatural other than the vampires in New Moon. That's what they know. That's what they see. And spaceships and the spacemen and, you know, all they see, the paranormal activity, witchcraft, they associate that with the paranormal and never see the power of God in operation. This is going to cause them to be deceived because they're going to see supernatural workings in people. They're going to see supernatural workings in the world. And they're going to assume that it's God. And these supernatural workers, which are false gods, which are nothing but demon spirits from old ones. I talked about it in The Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 5. Men of old, men of renown, old reputations, old worship God spirits. These demon spirits are going to lift themselves up and be worshipped by people. And people are going to assume once again, like they did back then, that these are gods. This is why we have all of the drawings for the Egyptians and the Greeks and the Mayans and the Sumerians, all of this mythology and all of these different things. These were actual gods that they worshipped in their time, and they just made note of it on hieroglyphics and in tablets and different things. Oh, I don't have time to go into all of this, but this is a great deception that is coming to America. It's coming to our world. They are ready in this. That's why all of the movies are about supernatural and end times and end wars and wars with machines and robots and computers and these different things. They are ready in the world for the enemy's greatest attack that he's been planning for years. Now understand something. He's just going to do what he did in the days of Noah. The Bible tells us that in the days of Noah that there were giants in the earth, and you know these giants were worshipped, of course, by people because they were superhuman. They had superhuman abilities. These were great men of renown, men of old. These were giants and different things. And God destroyed mankind because, you know, they were genetically impure by the mixing of these angels, fallen angels, mixing with the daughters of men. And I talk about that all in Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 5. And I wish you would get that video on our website, exministries.com. You can get more information on this, but it's very important that you understand the Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall also it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So the coming of the Son of Man, that's these days. That's the last days. That's where we are now. We're about to see what was going on in that time. The people were wicked. The Bible said they were marrying and giving into marriage, but they were illegal marriages or illegal unions, sexual unions with creatures. And you know, you can do your research and find out that to even be initiated into Freemasonry or initiated into witchcraft organizations and Satanism and different things, it always requires some kind of sexual initiation where you have to be embodied and have sex with some weird object or some weird person or something. But what they're really doing is they're bringing you into a relationship with superhuman deities or superhuman spirits and different things so that you could be a part of this grand union that is going to come against Christ in this last hour. And that is where we are right now, y'all. That is where we are. We are right here. And I believe God is readying a group of people, a church, for this end time. That is what we're going to do at the Arlington Bible Church. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. You know, we're going to stand together in this last time. We're going to stand against what whatever the devil is planning, whatever the devil is trying to do, we're going to stand against it. Let's talk about this just for a minute. Last week, we talked about Proverbs 18 and 16. A man's gifts make room for him and brings him before great men. But there is something else that we need to talk about, and that is 2 Timothy 1 and 6. We hear it all the time. We see old gay choir singing, stir up the gift. And, you know, I'm so tired of these sissies singing all the stuff. And, you know, when they sing the gospel and they sing about Jesus, they just make it trivial, like it's a joke. Up there singing with their tongue hanging all out, can't even close their mouth or they'll bite it off. I mean, I am tired of this, but this is what we see all the time in church. The devil is making a mockery of the truth of God. And I know people say, well, you always on that sin. What about the other sins? Well, I talk about the other sins too, but right now I'm talking about the punk sins. And this, it's hazardous. They ought to put one of those radiation signs on the church program or in the front of the church, so when you walk in, this service may be hazardous. But I got news for you. Real men don't tolerate that for several reasons. One reason is they don't want to see the younger boys exposed to that, because that spirit could be dangerous to them and cause molestation and hurt them, the next generation coming up. And the other reason is because there's a spirit associated with that. And when you put that in leadership, you put that spirit in a leadership position where it can infect more people. And this goes for whorish folks and all of that as well. But it's something about the spirit of homosexuality that caused God to destroy a whole nation over it and pretty much give up and say, you know, it wasn't like Nineveh. The people of Nineveh were in sin, but God sent them a deliverer and sent a word and said, hey, y'all need to change. But Sodom and Gomorrah, he didn't do that. He got his people out and he burned it down, because when people are given over to that spirit, it destroys the nation. And that's where we are right now. And I don't know how I got all that, but that's important. I needed to say that. And for somebody that's going on their way to church, to a church with them things in the choir, you need to turn around and go back home, because you don't need to expose yourself and your children to them tongues that are hanging out. But 2 Timothy 1 and 6 tells us, and I'm going to read it out of the Amplified because it makes a lot of sense. It says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, which is stir up the gifts. He's saying rekindle the embers of, or fan the flame and keep burning the gift of God. Now, when we talk about stir up the gift, we are not talking about singing, talent, playing. We're not talking about talent. Oh, we have talked about that for so many weeks. I hope you understand. This has nothing to do with your ability to do something. This has everything to do with God using his ability or power through you. He's saying, fan the flame, stir up this gift. The inner fire is what it says, and that's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It says, that is in you by means of, listen to this, laying on of hands with those of the elders at your ordination. So this is talking about the ordination, or the power being put in you, in position, waking up the gift that should be used by God in you for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. This is power. I'm talking about men with real power and anointing, the true power of the Holy Ghost, putting their hands on you and speaking that thing and letting it come alive in you in Jesus' name. The power of prophecy, the power to speak it, the power to deliver, heal, and set free. All of these things coming alive in you because you are fanning the flames of the fire of the Holy Ghost. And when the fire of the Holy Ghost comes in you, it's like it supernaturally charges you up to do a work for God. You know, we make the Holy Ghost kind of trivial. We say, who wants to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Y'all come on up. No, it don't really work like that. The true power of the Holy Ghost needs to be sought after, and it needs to be sought after for a reason. If God is going to empower you, what is he empowering you for? Not so that you can look saver than the next person. Not so that you can have a testimony for the next 40 years of how God filled you with the Holy Ghost on such and such date. He filled me that day. No. This is an everyday occurrence. When you need the power, you need the hands laid on you, you need it spoken into you, you need this gift to come alive, and we need to be charged, recharged, and recharged. It's the daily walk. Every time we come against a demon spirit or sickness or disease, we have to be prepared, and we have to be prepared with the charge of the Holy Ghost and the fire. This is the stirring up of the gift. So you fan that flame, even though you have it. If you don't fan it, it will go out. That's what this is telling us. So you have to keep stirring it up so it don't get old. It's just like when you're boiling wax or boiling chocolate or something like that. If it's boiling and it's hot, that's good. But if you just let it sit there, it's going to burn away. It's going to stick to the sides, and it's not going to be able to be used for anything but the pot. And the pot is not the place that it needs to belong. And that's what some people have done with the power of the Holy Ghost. They got filled with the Holy Ghost power of God when they were 18 years old. Now they 50 and they still talking about what happened when they were 18. But that chocolate has dried up and stuck to the pot. It's good for nobody but you. It's sitting in your pot stuck to the side. So you just talking about, well, look at this burn up chocolate I got, but I got some chocolate. No, that's not how it works. You need it melted and you need it smooth and hot so that it can be poured over and used for the good of the kingdom by God. It has to be stirred so it doesn't stick. This is what this is saying. That power in you. And when that power is in you and it's stirred up, you know what? This depends a lot, a whole lot on the church that you belong to. And I'm going to say this, y'all. It depends a lot on the type of sermons you are getting and who's speaking into your life. Because if men are talking about money all the time and bills, or if they're up talking about sex all the time and just the president of the United States all the time. And, you know, just, I mean, he black and y'all is finally here. And just like he's here, you can be here. And you know, if they just always doing that, that has nothing to do with stirring up the gift. It's not stirring up the gift that is in you. It is not causing you to be charged up in the spirit. It depends a lot on that, because if you're hearing that every week, you're not getting a charge. You're not getting recharged. You need to hear a message. I'm not saying somebody got to holler at you every week, but I'm saying the messages need to pertain to the workings of God and the power of God. You got to have the power of God in operation so that you can keep folks charged up. This is how we get the power of God in operation. But we can't sit around and hear bubblegum sermons, and we can't sit around and hear the preacher reading out of the children's Bible with the pictures, and he's showing the pictures, holding it up. See these three lions, they was after Daniel. And you know, we hear these old childish messages because somebody's not studying, somebody's not before God, somebody is not stirring their own gift up, so they don't have the power to lay hands on you and call forth the gift of God into operation. But this is saying, 2 Timothy 1:7, the rest of that says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear. So now listen to this, y'all. This is very important. That fear comes when you are powerless. For God did not give us the spirit of fear or cowardness, of craven and cringing and fawning fear. This is what it says in the Amplified. But he has given us a spirit of power, love, and calm and well-balanced mind, discipline, and self-control. So this is in the Amplified version, but we know the King James version tells us God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. What is he saying here? Well, the power of God keeps you from being fearful. When you actually have the power of God, you are not afraid. In other words, when you operate in the power of God and you know that gift is stirred up and ready, you know that chocolate is bubbling and ready to be poured. It's not clumpy and stuck to the sides, but it's actually ready to be utilized. When you know that that fire is in that place in your life, then you are not afraid. You're not afraid, because when the power of God is in operation, you're not afraid of what the devil is doing. But if the power of God is not in operation, you become afraid of the devil. You become afraid of adversity. You become afraid of tomorrow. And you just before God, Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know where I'm going. But when the power of God is in operation, this is why he told the apostles just like this. He said, in many days from now, you're going to go before people. These people are going to chastise you. They're going to stand against you. They're going to say you a lie. They're not going to believe you. He said, but don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't be afraid is what he's saying. He said, because in that same hour, the power of God will come upon you. You'll be filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost power will lead you and tell you what to say. That gift will come alive and speak for you, that gift of wisdom, of prophecy, and it will bring forth conviction. This is the true power of God, people, that comes in those situations. And this is how God wants us, not with the spirit of fear, not to be timid and scared, but he wants the power stirred up and ready. But y'all, if all we know is money messages, if all we keep hearing is about how we, you know, done got in a hole buying this big old giant building and now folks are leaving when we've gone into all this debt and we have just become blasphemous in the pulpit trying to pay for it. People are tired of that. People are tired of it. They're tired of the messages about the president. They're tired of the, it's gonna happen, baby. You thought it was over, but it's gonna happen. Look at somebody, slap somebody, kick them, knock them down and say, it's gonna happen. People are tired of this because it's not working. The same folks that rode the bus to the church the first day, 5 years later, are still riding the bus while the pastor's driving in the Rolls Royce. He has nothing to give to the people but money messages. And people are tired of that. You know why? Because it don't stand up to their problems. It don't stand up to situations. Money don't save that wayward child. Money don't save that wayward husband or that wayward wife. Money don't fix those problems. So you got to stop talking about money and the president. Neither one of them can save your family. God has your future in his hands. And that is what we need preached across the pulpit. This is what we need preached every Saturday, every Sunday, every Monday, every Wednesday, every time the service is in order. We need the power of God preached so that people can have power and victory over circumstances and situations. Instead of always trying to be loosed and get out of the mess they in, we need folks that know how to spot the mess, avoid the mess, and be led by the true spirit of the living God. This is what we need, people. This is what we need in this hour. And I believe, y'all, that the day is here. I believe that the power of God is going to be seen like never before in this last day, in this last hour. But you got to go after it. You got to go after it. You got to seek it. You got to chase it. You got to go after God with everything you have right now. Time out for your pleasure. Time out for your fun. It's time to get before God and see how this thing is going to play out, because only God knows the future, y'all. Only God knows your future. So I pray that you will hear this message and that you will take it to heart, that we need to stir up that gift. Many of you, that gift is just burned up and it's just clumped to the walls and the pot has burned over and it's just dried up on the inside. But God is saying, no, pour the water, let the living water hit that pot and then begin to stir it and let it get that off the sides and off around the lid and everywhere that is burned. And let's get it ready for the working of God so that we in this last day can be charged up and move and be used by God to save this nation and to stand for Jesus Christ in this wicked hour, to stand for Jesus in this wicked nation. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be taken by what you see in the government and in the seats and in the leaders. That is Luciferian government. But we know that the true kingdom of God is where we operate, and we should be bringing people into God's kingdom. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for this message. God, I thank you, Lord, that we need to get your gifts in operation. We need to stir up that gift, fan the flame of the Holy Ghost so your gifts can be in operation. It's not about talent, God. Talent has not worked. Talent has not fixed anything. Talent has made us worse than ever before. Now the church is in position to look just like the world. There's no difference because talent has led us down the wrong path. But God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we need your gifts in operation. We need your power again, God. We need your power for our families, for our marriages. God, we need your power for our churches. We need the workings, God, of your power. power because we don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to move. We don't know which direction to go in. God, we're tired of doing it the same way over and over and getting the same results. God, there has to be something that we're missing. And we're praying to you and believing that you're going to give us what is missing, God. Change us right now in this last hour, God, and give us your way in Jesus' name. And we'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org. Join us in worship today for the first service of the Arlington Bible Church with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. We're located at 3806 Curry Road in Arlington, Texas, 76001. Don't miss this worship experience today at 2:30 p.m. at the Arlington Bible Church with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.